I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Thanks for tuning in. It's no fun to be stuck in the middle, and boy, is Canada caught in between the U.S. and China right now. Chinese authorities have confirmed that they've detained two Canadian citizens. Both are reportedly being investigated for activities that endanger China's national security. Except pretty much everyone else sees this as retaliation for Canada arresting a top Chinese business executive earlier this month, an arrest requested by the U.S. in the middle of a trade war between Washington and Beijing. Emily Rahala is Canada reporter for The Washington Post and was previously based in Beijing.
So far, there are two Canadians who are missing and presumed detained in China. The first one, Michael Kovrig, is a former Canadian diplomat who has been working for the last year or so for the International Crisis Group, which is a think tank. And the second is Michael Spavor. He's a North Korea guy who runs tours to North Korea. He helped coordinate Dennis Rodman's trip. And as far as I know, he's based in Beijing.
So is there any broken line that links these two people, these two Canadians, anything at all?
The first thing to note is that we don't know yet. They are missing and they're presumed detained. The Chinese side has confirmed that they have them, but they've not formally said why they have them, what they did wrong. They presented fairly vague charges in the International Crisis Group case, something related to operating in China under China's NGO law. In the second case, something related to endangering Chinese national security. The truth is these laws are pretty vague and they can mean a whole lot of different things. And we're probably going to have to wait to see how this plays out to know exactly what the Chinese authorities are going for here.
And of course, this comes 1 week after Canada arrested a Chinese executive. She's a Chinese businesswoman. Do we know why she was picked up?
Yes, that's right. Her name is Meng Wanzhou, and she's the chief financial officer for Huawei Technologies, which is China's largest privately held firm and one of the biggest telecoms in the world. She was picked up in Vancouver on U.S. charges and now faces possible extradition to the U.S. We don't know a whole lot about that case yet. The case is still sealed, but we know that she's wanted on a case related to fraud and Iran sanctions violations. And just days after she was picked up in Canada, China warned of severe consequences. And then just days after that, again, we had the disappearance and a presumed detention of these two Canadian men.
Do you hear anything in Canada that people there feel like they're being squeezed and possibly used in a spat, which is really between Beijing and Washington?
Definitely. There's a strong sense in Canada that, we're sort of in an awkward position of having to do U.S. bidding after a year in particular where relationships with the U.S. have been at an all-time low. And now after, having Donald Trump insult the Canadian prime minister, we're in the position of taking a lot of heat from China over what is essentially a U.S. case.
Canada experienced a similar tiff with China several years ago, and it concerned the case of Kevin and Julia Garrett. Tell us about them.
That's right. This was in 2014. What happened is we had a somewhat similar timeline that now, with hindsight, looks quite suspicious. A Chinese national named Su Bin was arrested in Canada and was awaiting extradition to the United States, very much like the case now with Meng Wanzhou of Huawei. After Canada was in the extradition proceedings to hand him over to the Americans, I think it was a matter of weeks later, China picked up two Canadians who were working near the North Korea border in China. They're Christian missionaries, I believe, and charged them with very similar sort of vaguely spy-related charges. And they ended up spending a long time in detention, really going through a horrible and very lengthy ordeal. China never directly tied those two cases. But I think, again, most long-term China watchers see a pretty clear pattern here of China responding to legal moves against its citizens with retaliatory arrests.
Emily Rahala of The Washington Post, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.